Welcome to episode number 8 of the Mastering Marriage Podcast, where our goal is to strengthen, unite, and restore your marriage. My name is Amanda Taylor, and together with my husband David, we are the co-founders of MendOurMarriage.com, and our goal is to break the back of divorce by bringing married couples together to be accountable, keep the passion alive, and expose the hidden issues that try to rip marriages apart. And we are back in the booth with another listener's question, here again with me, Amanda, and my co-host, my best friend, and my husband, David Taylor.
Yeah. We're back. Episode number 8. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And hey. Before we get started with another question that we'll be reading, we'd like to kind of do some house rules real fast. First, I want to let you guys know that instead of doing 5 days a week, we're going to be doing 3 days a week. So we're going to be releasing the episodes 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, okay? And so we're putting that out in the air so that everybody knows the has an expectation of when the shows will be aired. So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, okay? 3 days a week. And we decided to do that because 5 days a week can get a little busy for most people's schedule, and we don't want you guys to get behind on the shows. So we figure do 3 days, give you guys those extra days to catch up on the shows that you've missed, and then we'll be all good. Now that that's done, I would like to say that this episode, episode number 8, is brought to you on behalf of MendOurMarriage.com. And we are happy to provide services for you and your spouse.
That's right.
We just released another video, 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was fun, too.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got a really good turnout, response for that on Facebook.
But the extended version for the members is the best.
Oh, my God. Y'all got to get... Look, okay, listen, guys. The only way to get the extended... I'm hype. I'm turned
up. I see. The only way to get the extended version is to become a part of the Mend Our Marriage membership.
Community, exactly. And you have 3 options to choose from. The lowest being just the fitness portion, which is just $10 a month. Really basic. But you have access to those videos. And, this one is really good. This video was one of my favorites. So, y'all get to see Mandy doing some shoulder presses and stuff like that. But anyway, check it out on the website, www.mendourmarriage.com/membership. Okay, so I am going to read a listener-submitted question. Let's go ahead and get that read. And then we're going to provide some feedback for you. So, here it is. I'm just having a difficult time forgiving myself for past mistakes that I've made years ago when I was still young and a teenager. As far as cheating and lying, we were both guilty. Now that I am older and with the same person, sometimes I feel as if I'm not worthy enough of his love, like I can't forgive myself, or that I'm not enough for him. I'm not able to communicate like I should and talk about how I feel. Rather, I assume he should know how I feel. And... so that's pretty much the question there. Mm-hmm. It's a lot inside of that.
Right.
But we have some tips for you. As a matter of fact, we have 6 tips and then a bonus extra tip. Okay?
Sounds good.
Let me just go ahead and get started. You mind if I do the first tip?
Go right ahead.
Because I get a little excited about this one.
Good.
Okay. So first off, and we're going to focus on the forgiveness portion of this question because there's a lot inside of it, but we're going to focus on forgiveness and mainly how do I overcome forgiving myself? How do I forgive myself and move past my past issues?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to do it that way. And often, if I could talk about this really briefly, do you mind?
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Often past issues and a lack of forgiveness becomes the blockages that we have in our current relationships. And so if you can't forgive yourself, it's going to be extremely hard for you to move forward and free yourself up enough to love or be loved by someone else.
That's right.
That's all I want to say.
No, that's good. That's really good because if you are struggling with forgiving yourself, you're always going to be insecure. Mm-hmm. You're always going to feel less of a person.
Yeah.
And so anything will trigger those emotions.
Yeah.
So anytime your spouse even in the slightest bit rejects you,
yeah,
or is, you know, mean to you or aggressive with you, you are going to take that and internalize it like it's something wrong with you.
Yeah. And so let's talk about how to overcome forgiveness. The first step is this. And remember, we got six. The first step is this. Decide to forgive yourself. That sounds basic, right? Now, let me go into why I say decide to forgive yourself. Actually, decide comes from a Latin word. And the Latin concept of decide or decision actually means to cut away. Mm. Right? I don't know. Did you know that, baby?
I think I heard it before.
Okay. Yeah. The Latin word decision literally means to cut away. So it's like cutting away that part of you that was holding you back. If you think of it like that.
That's some
you know
good
what I mean?
Stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty decent. You know, and I got me some notes here. But making a decision is all about cutting off those choices that was stopping you. And so it's like cutting off that thing that is blocking you from making progress in your life. And once you make the decision, whether it's to stop cigarettes or to stop splurging money or to stop drinking alcohol or whatever, to stop cursing, it has to be done. Now, the beauty of decision and the curse of it is making decisions is like muscles. It's like your regular muscles. Mm-hmm. We all have a decision-making muscle. And the stronger your muscle is for making decisions, the easier it is for you to stick to the decision that you made. So if you make a decision to forgive yourself, which is step one, it has to be done and done. Like, no pun intended. But it has to be done and done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So first, make that decision to forgive yourself. And let that be what it is.
So for this listener who's having trouble doing that, mm-hmm. do you have a quick point you can give her or advice to help jumpstart this process?
Jumpstart the process of making the decision?
Yeah.
It's really simple. And often, you know, we make it more difficult, but the decision, the first step in making a decision is to say, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds basic, mm-hmm. like too simple, but really it is just that simple.
But
I forgive myself.
It does lead into the second point.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So once you decide to forgive yourself, the second point is to give yourself permission to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So once you make that decision to forgive yourself, if you feel like you're slipping back into that depression or feeling guilty or feeling like you're worthless, give yourself permission to fail, but get right back up.
Yeah. And here's the thing about giving yourself permission to fail. It's it normalizes the human experience.
Right.
Everybody fails.
Exactly.
Everybody. The baby that first learns to walk will fail its very first time.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe you came out the womb walking. Did you come out the womb
no,
walking?
No, not quite.
But anyway, think about that. I mean, give yourself permission to have hiccups.
And if I can just interject mm-hmm. there, when you give yourself permission to fail, you also are coming up with solutions and strategies for how not to fail in that same way again.
Yeah, so hopefully you're learning from your failures.
So, you know, each time you fail, then you can say, okay, I'm going to make that decision again to forgive myself. But, you know, how did I get out of that slump? You know, so for me, you know, when I had to make a decision every day when I was forgiving my husband, mm-hmm. When we were trying to mend our marriage.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, there were certain strategies that I put in place to help me not go back to that place of unforgiveness.
And you had to make the decision
every
daily.
Day.
It every wasn't
day.
Just a one and done.
Right.
You had to make that decision and then remake it the next day.
So now I have, wow. you know, a box full of strategies and jewels and Ooh. And tokens to
Can
give
I?
Other people.
Maybe I need to
for
take
how...
write a book out of it. So I just say
book is coming soon.
Okay, book is coming.
Book is coming. But definitely, you have to take those failures, learn from them, and then have those things to be able to speak into other people.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good. So let's move on because I could tell this show is going to be a little longer than normal. So let's
yes.
move on to the third one, which is use your failures to your advantage.
Exactly.
Like, literally, every time you fail, that's an opportunity that you've gained additional knowledge. So think of your failures as opportunities to learn new information. And we'll get to those, like the specifics in the membership podcast. But for now, just know that don't take a failure as something negative. See it as something that adds value to what you have to offer.
Exactly.
And so, matter of fact, let's make this very practical. right now, what I want you to do is write down three of the most important things that you have learned from your past failures. Okay? So write those things down, and I want you to look at them every day. Look at them every day, okay? But anyway, we're going to move on because I don't want to, I'll get deep in that.
You will.
That puddle was deep. Okay, go ahead, baby. What's number four?
Number four is encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once you make the decision to forgive yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you give your permission, yourself permission to fail, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, I'm going to make this decision every day, no yeah. matter what, no matter what I come up against, I'm going to make this decision every day.
Mm-hmm.
In order to strengthen yourself so that you will be less likely to fail again, you have to put things in place to encourage yourself.
Yeah.
So, for instance, music. That was a big thing for me. There were certain songs and tunes that were uplifting and empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to play those things over and over and get those in my spirit.
Yeah.
So when there was something that was trying to speak to me from the outside, you know, that was negative, telling me to give up, then the words that I had already jam-packed my spirit
Preach it.
Push those negative things out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. You know, and they would not stay there. Whereas if you constantly are concentrating on the negativity
yeah.
and the depression and, you know,
and feeding your mind with those negative things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're continuing to brood over those things,
mm-hmm.
they will take over you.
Yeah, and so the opposite, what Mandy is saying is, just as well as encouraging yourself for work, the opposite is also true. So watch what you watch. Watch what you say, watch what you listen to.
And watch who you're around and who you're talking to.
Which leads to the fifth point, is surround yourself with people who will serve as a positive influence.
Right, a support system.
No leeches, nobody that's going to just be the yes man, but people that's going to allow you to be able to see your issues and grow through your issues.
Right, you want people who are going to be objective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's really important when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You have somebody from the outside who is not going to take sides and pump you up or pump him up, you know, but actually be able to be objective in the situation and also be positive about the situation.
Yeah, that's good. Now, baby, go ahead and do number six while you're at it.
Number six, our tip for number six is learn to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out who you are and why you exist.
Mm.
Learn to build yourself up.
So this is all about finding her purpose.
Correct.
All about finding her purpose. Now, and we can spend hours and hours on this because this is huge. And I believe knowing your purpose will help you know who and how to be throughout life.
Exactly.
And in your relationship. If you don't know your purpose, how can you know what position to play in your relationship?
Right. And if you don't learn to love yourself first, then you can't love your spouse anyway.
Yeah, because there's a Jewish proverb that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Actually, Jesus says that, right?
Correct.
And so if you don't love yourself, then how can you give love to someone else?
Exactly.
Deepness. I mean, we can play in that puddle too, but we not.
Exactly. And so when you have those voices that try to come in and tell you who you know you're not,
mm-hmm.
then those things will be like foreign, like a foreign language to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so again, once you decide that, okay, I know who I am and you're confident in that,
mm-hmm.
then those things can no longer influence you. You'll just push them right out
and not
agree with them.
That's good. Now, here's the bonus tip. If you see yourself still struggling with past issues, past trauma, past pain, it may behoove you to go out and seek professional help. And I know it may be taboo in some communities,
exactly.
but as a mental health counselor and doing this for the past 10 years and a life coach, this stuff works wonders when you find the right person. So
exactly.
that don't take that as an option off of the table. Look at it as something that may be able to help you if need be. So,
exactly.
But there you have it. There's those six plus one bonus tip on how to overcome forgiveness. We're done, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we would appreciate you guys if you go and leave an honest review in iTunes, leave a rating in iTunes, you know, check us out on Facebook, check us out on the website. Anything else, baby, before we close the show?
No, I just wanted to recap them real quick and just read them. Okay, so number one is decide to forgive yourself. Number two is give yourself permission to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, use your failures to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is surround yourself with people who will serve as positive influence. Number six is learn to love you. And number 7, which is our extra, is if you are still struggling over your past issues, you may want to seek out professional help.
There you go, guys. We appreciate your time, your energy.
Thank you, y'all.
We'll meet you back up on Friday, guys, all right?
All right.
We out, y'all.
Deuces.
Deuces.